my scripture text this week, now that we got a liturgy, then we're doing a little different. We've got an Old Testament reading and my New Testament scripture that I always like to read the scripture myself when I can. So we're going to look at Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 15. And if you follow along, you'll see that these are all red letter editions. Refers to Jesus' words. Then Jesus said to the crowd and his disciples, teachers of religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of Scripture. So practice and obey whatever they say to you. I love the buts. But don't follow their example, for they don't practice what they teach. They crush you with impossible religious demands and never lift a finger to help ease the burden. Everything they do is for show. On their arms, they wear extra wide prayer boxes with scriptures inside, and they wear extra long tassels on their robes. And how they love to sit at the head of the table at banquets, in the most prominent seats in the synagogue. They enjoy the attention they get on the streets, and they enjoy being called Rabbi. Don't ever let anyone call you Rabbi, for you have only one teacher, and of all, you are on the same level as brothers and sisters. And don't address anyone here on earth as Father, for only God in heaven is your spiritual Father. And don't let anyone call you Master, for there is only one Master, the Messiah. The greatest among you must be a servant. But those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. How terrible it would be for you teachers of religious laws and you Pharisees, hypocrites, for you won't let others enter the kingdom of heaven, and you won't go in yourself. Yes, how terrible it will be for you teachers of religious law and you Pharisees, for you cross land and sea to make a one convert, and then you turn him into twice the son of hell as yourself. Blind guides, how terrible it will be for you. May God add his blessings to reading and understanding of his holy and precious word. And I encourage you to read the whole chapter of chapter 23. It's very, very enlightening.